Braleen Marks, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. I tell you, you should not have seen me having a party for one in my pajamas to that Moshe Peretz song.
It's just, you know, it's just so cheap and wonderful. We do cheap here. That's the thing. And we do it, and
you need a little bit
cheap
of cheese with your wine on a Friday morning.
Right, exactly. And we do cheap well.
We do.
Huh?
That we do.
I would have said we're the masters of cheap, but we're no longer allowed to use the word master. Just like the master bedroom. That's now a thing of the past. Rolly Marks, is it true?
I can't keep up.
Word on the street is that you aren't, that you are in quarantine. Is this true?
I am in self-imposed quarantine.
Self-imposed quarantine.
I'm waiting for
You're not in prison. Is that what you're saying? To be distinguished from being in prison.
I'm not Well, at least not yet. I mean, I'm sure there's still time.
There's time, exactly.
I'm sure there's somebody out with a warrant for my arrest. But in all seriousness, one of our friends woke up with a temperature the other day, and until we know the results of their corona test, I have put myself in quarantine.
Well done to you. Well done. And it's not easy. It isn't easy, especially, I suppose, imagine on a Friday needing to get things for Shabbat. There's nothing you can do. You are home until you get that result.
Well, absolutely. So thank goodness, you know, people here really are out to help each other when we need the help. And I've had offers from people if you need anything for Shabbat, milk, eggs, whatever. But, you know, being a good Jewish homemaker, I've made sure that we are stocked for the foreseeable future, or
yeah,
at
like
least
the next,
until we get those results.
Right, or at least until the next decade, I would imagine.
So I would have to burn my badge otherwise.
Exactly. What is going on in Israel? Can you bring us up to date with what is happening with regard to COVID-19?
It has been a difficult week as far as the numbers and the rate of infections. Israel reporting the highest number yet since the start of the global pandemic, with over 1,000 new infections in 24 hours. That's 1,090 new infections in 24 hours. And last night, the Prime Minister announced on TV that there would be renewed limitations on gatherings, prayer services, events like that. You know, we can't now, because of the impact on the economy, close down what we have already opened, like restaurants, like hotels, which we've started to open. But we can restrict the numbers. So we've taken those numbers right down to 20 people in gatherings. There are some venue owners who really have not responded to this well. We can understand it impacts on their bottom line, and they're warning that, you know, the events industry could collapse if this carries on. Mm-hmm. The defense minister, Benny Gantz, who's also our alternate prime minister, who is due to take his role as Prime Minister next November, he has called up some 500 reservists to help with maintaining restrictions, to help with the coronavirus hotels, which we're going to start reopening. And that is for people needing to be quarantined or showing light symptoms. So we have had a rise in this. We've also the fines on people who are not wearing their masks. Mm-hmm. That number has gone up to 500. Last weekend, apparently 3,000 people were fined for not wearing their masks.
Wow.
It's very, very, very serious.
They should do,
you know, in Mordi
well.
Inn, where I live, exactly, in Mordi Inn, where I live, people are fairly law-abiding. In fact, we're so nerdy, we were voted, you know, one of the most law-abiding societies in the country.
That's embarrassing.
I know.
She says from self-imposed quarantine.
We also have that. But I've always been a dork. I mean, let's face it. We've also had like the highest level of achievement with robotics. So you do have
okay,
that.
Yeah, put those two together. Wow. I can. It just doesn't matter of interest. I would imagine that Israel is quite advanced in terms of testing. Here, we started off with around about 12 hours and it moved to about 24. It's now because of the pressure on the system and because of the amount of people being tested, it takes a good few days sometimes to get results back. What is a turnaround time in Israel? What can your friend, for example, expect?
Well, the turnaround time, because I was checking with a family friend who is a doctor, when can we expect the results? Mm. He had his test yesterday. She said you should expect it within 26 hours. If he's gone with the National Health Service, if he's gone privately, it would be a lot sooner.
Oh, I see. So, okay. So, so you also have that distinction here as we do.
The testing turnaround time is relatively quickly, but we have massively increased the amount of testing, which could also explain the high rise in numbers.
Absolutely.
Because we also have, we have to look at the other variables as well, which is the amount of people who are in serious condition or needing a respirator. And the number of people needing respirators is down. That number is currently at 27. If you consider that we've got 69 people in serious condition, or rather 65, and only 27 needing ventilators, you know, we're not putting that tremendous stress on the medical system, and I hope it stays that way.
Yeah, Melinda says, good morning. Just an observation. People interviewed about quarantine are mainly men. The self-quarantine and the household carries on. What happens when mom gets sick? Not all men are equipped to carry on. Well, then find another one, Melinda. I think honestly, that's the only answer. I'm not saying that that's your experience, Melinda. Maybe you're asking for a friend. But if you're not, I think you've got to find one that is well equipped to carry on if you get into quarantine. I mean, that's just my views. Anati, what do you think? What's the matter?
You're killing me, but I think you're right.
You know, you've got to find a useful one, not one from the 1950s. They come in all shapes and sizes today, and some of them actually are quite capable. All right, Rolene, moving on to another conversation. Tell us about... Tell us about Emirati firms and historic agreements with Israel.
Well, this is a moment in Israel's history. Last week, we spoke about the fact that Israel and the UAE will be signing some kind of agreement to work to combat COVID-19 together. But we didn't know the exact details. But last night, in an online ceremony, I mean, this is just the state of the world as we live in, you know, via Zoom, several companies, including Israel Aerospace Industries and Rafael, they signed this deal with Group 42, which is an Emirati commercial initiative, and they agreed to join forces to research and development technology in the fight against the coronavirus pandemic. So it's really, really extraordinary. And what's even more extraordinary is that it wasn't covert. It was, you know, broadcast.
I love that.
It was
Absolutely.
Put out on, that there's nothing to be embarrassed about. So to speak, the Emirati State News Agency, which is called WAM, as in WAM, they put it out. And even though we don't have official diplomatic ties, this is an extraordinary, extraordinary moment for both Israel and the United Arab, Arab Emirates and for the region. And we have a quote from the Emiratis. They said, at G42, we embrace international cooperation as a way to develop new and innovative technological solutions for the public good. Our company is privileged to follow the lead share resources and expertise with Rafael and IAI for such a significant cause. And, you know, what is also interesting is, you know, the 1st of July deadline sort of came and went. And a lot of us are thinking that maybe it wasn't just the stick attitude of the international community, but the carrot attitude from countries like the UAE, who are saying, you know, we might disagree politically in certain areas, but, you know, there's more to gain if we work together. Mm-hmm. That might have put the brakes on annexation thing.
Has there been any official statement in terms of intention or timing with regard to annexation?
Well, we've heard some mumblings that we can expect some kind of statement, but the statement hasn't been forthcoming. And I think this week a lot of people are saying, you know, that the PM dropped the ball on coronavirus by focusing so much on annexation. And, of course, he's got his own legal issues coming up later this month, and he's already had a major spat with the Attorney General Avichai Mandelbrot, you know, mutual accusations of incitement and conspiracy theory. But the general consensus here is, you know what, Mr. Prime Minister and your administration, you actually have to focus on the big issue at hand. And we heard that from Benny Gantz this week, saying, you know, now's not the time to talk annexation. Now's the time to talk coronavirus and 100 or rather a million Israelis that are unemployed really don't care about what land you plan to annex. We care that we need to work and we need to have our lives saved. So that's generally the consensus here.
Yeah, and I would agree. People, that's the issue that affects them every day of their lives, not not the theory about some part of the land that is either annexed or not. The other thing I wanted to talk to you about is we're seeing tremendous amount of a tremendous rise in anti-Semitism globally again. Every time we say there's a tremendous rise, you'd think that it couldn't get worse. Of course, it could always get worse. But specifically following the BLM, a lot of the protests, we've seen anti-Semitism displayed in Washington, D.C. just as recently as yesterday, chants about Israel killing babies. It's rife again.
It is absolutely rife. And following the march in D.C. yesterday, we had another march in Boston where there were chants, and I'm going to quote to you directly. I'm just looking for the image here. Chance of white silence is violence, Zionism is terrorism. What we have seen with these protests is that opportunistic hate groups like Antifa, like BDS, and like the far right, I mean, we cannot discount the far right using this opportunity to try and incite a race war. What we have seen is an increase in the amount of these organizations infiltrating these marches to push a narrative. And there's a lot of discussion about the manifesto of BLM. And, you know, we have to make a separation between BLM, the movement, with its manifesto, and Black Lives Matter in fighting for racial equality and an end to prejudice and intolerance, which is important, and we have to have those discussions. But we have seen this increasing encroachment of anti-Semitism. In Paris just a few weeks ago, they were chanting Saleh Juif, which means dirty Jew. And, you know, you cannot fight racism by propagating another form of prejudice and racism.
Yeah, and so incredibly ironic how Jews again have been made other. We have to stand, we either have to qualify ourselves as a good Jew, and a good Jew in terms of that movement is a Jew that that denounces anything to do with Israel and the religious connection or any connection to Israel. So either, and that's a good Jew, one that has given up their Jewish, an essence of what it is to be Jewish, or we stand on the side in another group that isn't allowed in. We stand on the outside, being denied the ability to participate.
Well, I've seen something extraordinary on Twitter these last couple of weeks, and that is people pushing a narrative that's saying Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King were Zionists and they need to be canceled. These are two extraordinary human beings who led the civil rights movement for racial equality in the United States. And because they showed an affinity to Jews and Jewish national liberation, they have to be cancelled.
Well, we've had a similar attempt in the last week or so here with the Chief Justice, Mokgweng Mokgweng.
The Chief Justice.
Exactly the same situation. Ronnie Marks, unfortunately, we are out of time. Absolutely fascinating conversation. Thank you for the update. And we'll catch you next week. In the meantime, stay safe, stay healthy, and please God, the results of your friend will come back negative, and you will be out about in your stilettos in the malls of Mordi Inn. Shabbat Shalom.